Hi, I'm George Norrie, and welcome to the new iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. Like us on Facebook, tell your friends, and share us with everyone. This is an exciting new network that will feature podcasts of the paranormal, supernatural, and the unexplained. Now please sit back and enjoy Dark Becomes Light with Heidi Hollis.
Welcome to our podcast. Please be aware the thoughts and opinions expressed by the host are their thoughts and opinions only and do not reflect those of iHeartMedia, iHeartRadio, Coast to Coast AM, employees of Premier Networks, or their sponsors and associates. We would like to encourage you to do your own research and discover the subject matter for yourself.
Listening to Dark Becomes Light with me, Heidi Hollis, on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. Welcome to my show. Remember, each week, this is the place you go to when you want to learn of the newest experiences that's going out there in the world. And I'm talking about individual stories, up front, emailed, and sometimes having the people right here on this program to share about what it is they've experienced, what it is that they have researched, or even if they just want to comment on a certain story. I welcome you to go to my main website, which is HeidiHollis.com. And for some people who do not know how to spell my name correctly, go to ShadowFolks.com and tell me what's going on, what's on your mind, what do you want to hear discussed here on this program, and even if you want to suggest certain people to be a guest on here. So, and I mean, as much details you want to put in those emails, the more the better, because I swear it really helps to paint a picture. Otherwise, I'm usually kind of filling in the blanks. And I think it's a lot better and a lot easier when we hear it from the horse's mouth about what is going on. And you know what? Guess what? This is the New Year show. This is the end of the year, 2021. I'm telling you, 2020 and 2021, we can just like let it take a hike, right? I don't think any of us are going to miss what it is that we've been through in these past couple of years because of what? COVID. Yes, COVID has really wrecked a lot of things and a lot of plans. And a lot of people have really suffered. I mean, illness, mental health issues, anything that has a connection, a tie to this pandemic. I mean, families being reunited, travel being disrupted, you name it. Children are having anxiety because they can't participate in regular activities. They can't meet with their friends. They can't go outdoors. They can't do a lot of things. I mean, I met some kids who were not able to celebrate prom, go to any like official school activities, couldn't do graduation, went off to college, and then they're finally having their first taste of freedom, and then they got kicked out of the dorms. All thanks to what? Oh, COVID-19. Yeah. So a lot of us are really feeling the pain and agony. And then, of course, I personally know a family that was essentially wiped out by COVID. And in my background, I'm a medical professional, so I do know a lot of others who work in serving other people. That's their career. That's their duty. Nurses, doctors, therapists. And I know several who have lost their lives because of this. And it's not been easy. It's not been easy. So you know what? You know what I wanted to do? Because I know we're all wishing for the same things. COVID, go away, please. Things get more back to normal. But I think the reality is already set in that COVID is never going to go away. So having a better way to deal with it, yeah. That would be great. So we all have certain wishes, right, for the new year. And I think that one, definitely, that's easy. That's easy to assume. But what about paranormal wishes for 2022? What about those? Do we have any? I know I do. And I thought it would be great to kind of leave more of these horrific things that we'd like to see be done with, or the typical jolly, jovial things that we'd like to see for the new year, like great health, cleaner air, you know, all these things. I think we all got those kind of wishes, but paranormal wishes. Oh, dare I go there? Yes, I do, dareth, and I hope that you're going to enjoy my list and my wish for 2022, outside of the norm, into the paranormal 2022 wish list. All right, so, you know, top of my list, no new designations for unidentified flying objects, UFOs. Yeah, that tops my list. UAP, I mean, give me a break. Why unidentified aerial phenomena? Why rename UFOs? Well, I could tell you. I could tell you. Because it's a marketing scheme. This is what gets done when you want to put a new flavor out there on something. Case in point, I love the channel, Sci-Fi Channel. They spelled it differently. S-Y-F-Y instead of, you know, S-E-I-F-I. Because they wanted to give a different flavor. They wanted to put a different mindset into the people who would see sci-fi and, you know, allow them to have a little bit more freedom in defining what sci-fi is for their channel. No less is being done when it comes to the UFO topic. Oh, UFOs are associated with people who don't speak intelligently. Those people who were disbelieved for all their lives, who have claimed to have had UFO phenomena flag their lives, okay? Now, we want to call it something else. I mean, think about that. So, the government, it's in their hands now. It's in their hands because they came up with this one. UAPs. I mean, I wonder how long it took for them to come up with that. Or is it something that they were designating in their official files for some time? I really don't know. All I know is it's kind of annoying to me, and it's really especially annoying how quickly everybody picked up on it. Well, of course, UAPs. Yaps. UAPs? I don't know. UAPs? How would you say this? instead of UFOs, UAPs. I'm like, so we actually let them do it? We actually gave it to them to define and to market it differently? That's what it feels like. That's what they did. So, what are we going to do next if we're going to let them have that after all this naysaying and poo-pooing, but secretly harassing those who reported these things? We're just going to let the powers that be, the people that are in the media who were directed to you put it out there as this. Let them like spearhead the movement and the new redefining of this whole topic, this whole phenomena. Like, we gave it back to them. I just don't understand. That was so easy. It was too easy. Why? Why did we let that happen? Please keep calling it as we have. We've defined this whole phenomena for a very long time. The public has, not the government. No. They played with some freaking aluminum weather balloon and made it seem like this is what all the hubbub was about. That wasn't cute and that wasn't fun. And it has destroyed a lot of lives over the years. And the greatest secret in this government are what they've uncovered. I mean, come on. We have been around for thousands of years as human beings. We have seen things in the skies for a very long time, and not until more modern age, are we really the more modern age? I don't know. Did they tell us that, you know, well, we weren't allowed to define what we're seeing with our own eyes? No, we're not going to have a tribal meeting on this. The elders are going to discuss it among themselves and then stare at you if you ask questions and point and laugh. This is what's been going on. We cannot give them back that power. because that's not fair and that's not nice and it's not cool that this has been the situation. And so quick, just put a few articles out there and voila, we have redefined something that the public supported each other on. They found the answers for. Not cool. Not cool at all. And it's absolutely frustrating to me to see. And it's like, yeah, okay. People are like, let's be happy that they gave us some crumbs and they actually spoke to the subject. Yeah, okay, I get that. I'm happy. I'm happy that they did that. But is there more that could be given? Oh, heck yes. Yes. Yes, they could. Why are they holding back? Well, that feels very much like an agenda, right? I mean, I think I've been in this business long enough to know that agendas are constantly being maneuvered when it comes to anything surrounding the topic of UFOs, UAPs. Blah. Oh, I hate the word. I'm sorry. It's not just one word. But I just don't like it. I don't know. I mean, I think that we need to reconsider who we're giving our allegiance to and paying attention to and, you know, who is doing what and why. Why are we just allowing our mindset to shift? And it's cookie crumbs. It's cookie crumbs. There's so many bigger pictures out there. Tic-tac my foot. That is probably the worst UFO footage I've ever seen. Little blurry white dot zipping around. Come on now. Tell them to lift the garage door in their basements and let us have a look at what's really going on. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I'm having a hard time with these new designations. And yeah, I know UAP talk has been around for a little bit, but it's only because it was allowed to be put out as that. Redefined, remarketed, so new flavors can be sprinkled on top. Let's stay true to ourselves. So, yeah, number one on my 2022 wish list, paranormal wish list, is not to allow new designations to be given to things that we've been talking about and defining on our own for such a long time, okay? Because if we allow it to go on and keep clicking along to switch and flip, I'm gonna flip my lid on it because it's just so aggravating. What are we gonna call ghosts? Perhaps we should let the government define it for us. What will they call it? I don't know. There's so many things to choose from. I can't even think of one. But what it could be just a Caspers? Wispy Whites? I don't know. I mean, let them redefine it and remarket it. No. Doesn't that sound ridiculous to do? But it was done with UFOs to UAPs. Let's stay true. All right. Okay, you guys, we're going to get to our first break. You are listening to Dark Becomes Light with me, Heidi Hollis, on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. Stick around. We'll be right back.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
You're listening to the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network.
Welcome back. You are listening to Dark Becomes Light with me, Heidi Hollis, on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. Just before my break, I was letting you know this is the Paranormal Year 2022 wish list, because we all have the typical ones where we hope to lose weight, get in shape, focus on the good and positive things. And of course, everybody's wishing that COVID would take a hike, find a different planet to invade, and so everything could get back to normal. But that's not going to happen. Things are going to get better, of course, eventually, but that's not going to happen. We're going to be dealing with this for some time. So I thought, you know, let me think about some of the paranormal things that I wish for in 2022, because I think there's a lot to wish for. I really do. I really think there's a lot to wish for. I've got a big one. This one's a little bit personal. I bet you could guess why. I wish that Shadow People and Hat Man would also take a hike with COVID. Like go on a deep mountain adventure and fall into a cavern and to never be heard from ever, ever again. Wouldn't that be great? That's way wishful thinking. But I really wish... Oh, this is a big wish. I really wish for 2022 that people wouldn't contact me sometimes to try to educate me on another quote-unquote researcher who just seems to be dabbling in the shadow people thing. I have so many people that have no idea where shadow people came from or Hat Man talk that they think I'm copying off from other people. And so they go, I'm going to tell you exactly what you need to do, since apparently you're having a lot of shadow people conversations. I'm like, what? I'm like, hold on. It blows my mind because they'll find me. But people have this thing where they don't like to read much. so they'll hit a link. They see my name. They see one word, shadow people, and they don't read next paragraphs. You know, it's so weird. And they're just like, well, I know I've dealt with shadow people for a long time. This is what you need to be doing. I'm like, why are you contacting me about this? How did you find me? They often say, I'm like, how did you find me? And how are you quoting my own work to me? So that's one of my wishes. That people would read beyond the first word shadow people and realize like I'm the one that has been working for 20 plus years to let them know what shadow people are. So another big wish list for me when it comes to these topics is I wish that people would start to arm themselves properly. A lot of people have, you know, grabbed my information and done whatever projects, and it's like, not cool, because they're not putting out the right message. They're doing entertainment, scare you. Oh, I got paid off to put this other piece of information in there. You know, if 99% of it is accurate and they throw that one percenter in there that isn't accurate and it throws people off, whew, could lose a lot of people. And, this whole thing of quote unquote sleep paralysis, that became a thing because of the trying to downplay the presence of shadow people and Hat Man and what they're actually doing, you know, to try to put it into the category of something scientific. So it's not real, right? Don't worry. That's scientifically explained. Science cannot explain everything.
And that was a very, very horrible attempt to try to sway people to believe one thing. And it's been working. So we got to work harder. So one of my wish lists, paranormal wish lists for 2022, is that people find the right information. And it's not scientifically explained. It's not sleep paralysis, that we're all seeing the exact same things, okay? Oh, a man in a hat and a suit? Oh, of course, you're going to see ominous figures. No, this is too specific. Shadow people shapeshift. They can be vague in their looks, but glowing red eyes, pinning you down, whispering horrific things in your ears? Come on, sleep paralysis is this whole thing where you're about to wake up. You have a paralytic chemical in your body that'll allow your body to relax and not react. Like, say, if you're dreaming that you're walking or running, your legs don't stop flailing around, right? So they think that sleep paralysis is this in between where your mind wakes up but your body didn't. So you're kind of stuck in between like that. And this is where they're saying these shadow people encounters are happening. That's why you feel paralyzed. That's why you're seeing things, because your eyes aren't focused. It is a pattern all over the world. People describing the exact same things. And then guess what? They could wake up and be fully awake. And guess who's still in the room? Man in a suit and a hat. Shadow things. I'm gonna call bluff on this to say, especially when he's walking around at daytime and opening doors and stuff, you know, and people got photographs of these creatures. it's not sleep paralysis. And people would come to me still and say, oh gosh, you know, I've suffered years and years of sleep paralysis. I'm like, okay, why are you telling me about a medical thing? Oh, because I saw Hat Man. Oh, that's not sleep paralysis. Oh, please drop the lingo. That's another one. That's a 2022 wish list. And I also wish that people do start speaking to each other more directly about seeing these things. It is exploding in numbers, extraordinarily so. And it has to get better. So this is my wish, that people not only educate themselves, but spiritually prepare themselves. Acknowledge that you have a soul, okay? Let's start there. Acknowledge that you have a soul and that your soul is feeling the fear of shadow beings and Hat Man, okay? Because you feel it. I mean, it's something that you can't quite put into words, but then you do, like, it felt bad. Well, isn't that weird? Why would my skin even react to something negative? That is soul speaking to you, your soul, that inner thing that is you, is telling you, warning, something is nearby. So if we've got this warning system in us, what do these things have access to? They could walk through a wall. They could walk through walls. So if they're able to even lose this physicality, because Hat Man could become very solid, but he can also dissipate into a shadowy form as well. And if he can do that, imagine the sensory that this thing has. Imagine that. And then shadow people can pin you down and hold you and choke you. So they have an element of physicality to them too. So guess who has the upper hand? If they can manipulate themselves that way, we are solid, sweating, drinking, eating, cleaning people, bodies, and we can feel their eyes on us. Imagine that. The human potential, I always say this, the human potential is a lot greater than what we give credit for. A lot greater. Start owning it, realizing it. If we could be these solid, clumpy masses that when they die, we have to bury them and push them in the ground because it just rots away. If these clumpy bodies can have these sensations, if we could walk through walls, are you kidding me? We would be seriously fierce. And we already are right now, because these negative things have to do what? Whoop, let's paralyze them. Let's keep them down. Now we got them. It's so ridiculous to me. And I understand nobody wants to live with these things in their home. Nobody does. I sure the heck don't. I don't like them. I don't like the looks of them. I don't like the smell of them, because sometimes they can really smell. And to think that they're sitting there hanging out and making an impression on my soul where I could feel it, like, I don't want that. But we're able to keep them at bay in these clumpy, clunky bodies. Wow. What do we have here, huh? And then you hear people who are able to levitate with these physical bodies, or even project themselves. Astral projection. Isn't that something? So we are really powerful beings, just as we are. And yet we could get even stronger and better if we get anything close to what these beings, alien, shadow people, hat man, anything that could walk through walls and paralyze you, if we get to that point, they will be wiped out. Not us. They will be wiped out. They find us very fascinating that we are so capable as we are. So I hope for 2022 we get closer to realizing our potential and preparing better to defend ourselves, our bedroom, our homes, our families, our jobs, this planet against the onslaught of these things, because they are here and they're getting worse. And it breaks my heart. You guys have no idea the types of emails that I get and the stories that I see getting posted in regards to these things alone. And if we can just educate ourselves and realize the impact of what they're doing and the increase in their activity in every person's life, whether you know about it or not, they could be that stink in the room and you wonder why you're in a bad funk and you just don't know why. You just don't know why. You don't know why your spouse started getting angry, out of nowhere, explosive. I've known people that have been attacked by people they knew for years. And they're like, you know, they took on a different look all of a sudden. I'm like, whoa, that's not them. What's going on? Oh, they're attacked. What is that? I'd say it's the influence of something dark. And if we're aware of this darkness, oh, buddy, you better believe a lot of things are going to flip and change. And 2022, as this world is shifting on its side, reeling from what's been going on when it comes to COVID, that underbelly is so tender. And we have got to tighten it up and get in shape for this new year, because these things are absolutely attacking when our defenses are down. We're something to be reckoned with, though. So never have doubts about that. And as I always say, sprinkle some Jesus on it, and you're going to be a lot better for it. Because if you can feel evil, you can feel good. And you need that good to stand up to this kind of evil, because it's nasty. All right, you guys, we are counting on the 2022 paranormal wish list here that I have, and I hope that you also have a list of your own. You are listening to Dark Becomes Light with me, Heidi Hollis, on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. We'll be right back.
Hey, folks, we need your music. Hey, it's producer Tom at Coast to Coast AM, and every first Sunday of the month, we play music from emerging artists just like you. If you're a musician or a singer and have recorded music you'd like to submit, it's very easy. Just go to coasttocoastam.com, click the Emerging Artist banner in the carousel, follow the instructions, and we just might play your music on the air. Go now to coasttocoastam.com to send us your recording. That's coasttocoastam.com.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Happy New Year from your friends here at iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM.
Welcome back. You are listening to Dark Becomes Light with me, Heidi Hollis, on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. And as I mentioned just before the break, we are going over my paranormal 2022 wish list. We have wish lists for the new year all the time, and I think it's important to expand our horizons when we discuss these things, because it's a weird world. And I have a lot of weird wishes that I think need to be addressed on a public record here. So I'm going right on down the list. It is so necessary. So anyways, I wanted to also touch on a subject that really kind of bugs me. Wish list, still wishing. I'm wishing that when it comes to there being, I don't know, secret areas on a map, that it's actually revealed so we can all have a looky-looky. I mean, why not? How's that matter of national security to be able to see what's in a mountain? How about Antarctica? How about Area 51? What can we actually glean from Google Maps being clear enough for us? I mean, there's buildings there, right? What are we going to get that is so secretive? What? I think it's not a big leap to think that they're overreacting. I think that they are just hiding to be hiding. And when people are saying, hey, something keeps going in and out of this mountain, that they're trying to cover those things up by, oh, there's a glitchiness over here on the map suddenly. Or, I don't think that we're going to have really clear pictures of Antarctica. We're talking about global warming and like big ice shelves that are falling into the waters. But looks the same on Google Maps day to day. Okay. I don't understand. Sure, they'll do those time lapse like, 5 years ago today, this is what it looked like. But we really don't get updates, do we? We really don't get the access to see these things. We really don't get the full picture about why various dignitaries are going to frozen tundra to just walk around. I'm sure they're just greeting the local seals that are in the area, right? No, it is aggravating. Why do this? That's not national security. That's being sneaky. That's hiding. There is knowledge there that we should all be able to access. But no. The limitations, this moves into my other wish list, the limitations of knowledge that have been passed on for centuries. We're old. How old is the human? Pretty darn old. I forget. They just recently found footprints walking in some clay. I want to say it was like 22,000 years old or something ridiculous like that. Do you realize the oldest human remains found are 360,000 years old? If we've been around that long, Don't you think we have figured a lot of things out when it comes to this planet? We survived that long. Okay, think about that. We survived that long. So what kinds of things did we learn? We didn't just learn to keep hiding in those caves, did we? Caves became a place that monks and priests would go to hang out, to have solitude, to meditate and pray and to grow. And they still do that in some countries today. No, we left those caves. We built things. And there's a lot of things that are being excavated. And I remember as a kid watching like local news and little special reports on these different shows, giant bones being found. Giants, just rather casual conversation. Giants, I find the giant topic to be so fascinating. It's in the Bible, okay? And as Christians, you're supposed to 100% believe everything that's written of in the Bible, right? Right? Okay, so the word giants are in there. You believe it? Oh, sure, back in the day. Yeah, it was 2,000 years ago, but if we are 23,000 years old and older, wow, there is a lot of knowledge of giants having been around. Where are those bones now? Sure, I've heard the talk of Smithsonian Institute hiding the bones, you know. Oh, they don't want us to have access to them. They sure don't. Why are these not on display everywhere? Why aren't there like traveling displays of this even? It's like, oh, well, the giant bones are in Norway this next several months, but don't worry, they'll be in New York soon. No, no, these things get hidden. Sure, they've shown spliced cuts of the human anatomy between glass and traveling venues, but not this? I'll tell you what, bring those giant bones, I will go to see them. I would love to see them. I believe that they were even in circuses back in the day. But I don't hear about these things getting displayed anymore. I don't see any specials on television exhibiting the bones. I remember as a frozen Viking that was found when I was a kid. And I forget, it was huge. It was probably 10, 12 feet tall. Huge! Huge. Where is Mr. Viking now? And why hide that? Why hide that? We're in a magical world. There's magical practices going on in secret societies. That sounds so weird, right? It's like, I'm talking about ghosts and demons, but talk about humans practicing magic in secret societies? Oh, that's gone too far. Oh yeah, I'm talking about that. They know they do it. We're talking about many secret societies. They're secret for a reason. Why are they hiding them? Because there's knowledge and they tap into things that have been learned for thousands upon thousands of years on the potential of the human, and the human is magical, and the things that they can do to be magical are fascinating. Now, we've got these institutions called churches, right? They're magical. They believe in prayer to move mountains. I am Christian, so I believe in that too. Now, they do this thing called holy water, right? And what is it with holy water that makes it holy? Well, it's the ritual that's done behind it. It's very methodical. It has to be done a certain way in order to make it holy, to protect against other things that are doing ritualistic things against you. It could be the evil eye, the stank eye, I don't know. It could be anybody wanting to wish you poorly. And people go to psychics and spend a lot of money to get curses taken off from them. And a lot of people believe in curses. I mean, if there's a room full of people putting hate on you, don't you feel it? I mean, you could feel it in messages posted online. So, of course, people being in a room putting the hate towards you, you're going to feel it. Because we're magical. And if we're putting all of our energy towards something good, like being in a church and focusing on God, he feels it. I think everybody in the church feels it too. Like, wow, this is a beautiful, holy place. You could feel positive. You could feel the love. You could feel the movement. You could feel a lot of things. But here we are, just I don't know, closing her eyes to something as people might gather in rooms and use the same intentions that they could put toward something good or positive and put it towards each other to raise them up in, I don't know, the afterlife or this life. Yeah, isn't that weird? But these things are done. I've learned so many things about who does it and why. But it doesn't make sense, right? That doesn't sound right. Why would anybody do that? Why would there be temples to God? Well, why would there be temples to dead people? But there are. There are temples to dead people. It is all about putting energy towards them. Go ahead, have a look and see what secret societies do that. I've heard of some. I've heard of some that say that they're part of a religious institution and whatnot. But these things are going on. So we've got to realize that when you're sitting in a room and you go to work and there's a lot of different people that have a lot of different faiths, right? There's the three big faiths, of course. There's the Judaism, Christianity, and the Muslim faith. Yeah, those are like pretty standard ones, but there's these side ones. And it's like not even like you wouldn't think of them as a religion. They're groups of people who are just like, hey, you know, we could do the light as a feather thing and whoa, we could make somebody levitate with our fingertips. Oh, is this magic? What else can we do? Oh, you better believe they go to see what else they can do. They try a lot of different things and they've been successful. And I have a wish that they would slow their roll in pulling in these energies that they're doing to try to elevate themselves to become gods. Because that is a practice that has been going on for centuries. And they keep it secret. And they control the people under the lower parts and don't tell them what's going on at the top part. But just as when you get into a car full of people, and if half of those people went and robbed a bank and you are driving the car or you're in the car, guess what? You get arrested for the same crime. You put your energy into it. So you could say, my own person. I'm my own this. I'm my own that. You're still part of it and you're contributing to it. And if you're knowingly doing that, guess what? You are going down and your ignorance of the crime fully doesn't always exonerate you because even in the United States, your ignorance of a law does not make you innocent. Did you know that? If you didn't know you were breaking the law and you still broke a law, you still get that ticket. You still go on trial. You still go down. So just know that. Try to make yourself aware. Something is secret. Something is being hidden. It's being done for a reason. So 2022, paranormal wish list is that eyes are opened. There are secrets going on and they're hidden for a reason. And we have to become more aware because that's how we empower ourselves. All right. Well, I've got some more on my paranormal wish list for 2022. You are listening to Dark Becomes Light with me, Heidi Hollis, on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. Stick around. We will be right back.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Hey, it's George Norrie, and thank you for listening to the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. Here we go with more Dark Becomes Light with Heidi Hollis.
Welcome back. You are listening to Dark Becomes Light with me, Heidi Hollis, on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. I've got a few more to go with my paranormal wish list, and I'm telling you, another thing that's really important to note that this is my second season, first episode, and I'm very grateful and enjoying being part of this awesome new network, and I think that's kind of appropriate that I get to bring in the new year on my second season, so it's kind of cool. How it falls in for me. So, all right, this is my next list on my paranormal wish list. All right, get this out. Okay, it's almost 60 years past JFK's assassination, correct? But they still have not released 100% of everything when it comes to the files regarding his assassination. Case closed, right? It's easy thing, right? Oh, we caught the guy that did it. And, yeah, all said and done, we're going to have a big release. We're going to let this stuff out. It's almost 60 years later, and they still haven't done it. What on earth can be hidden in there that they don't want us to know? He was our president. Did we not put him there? Did he not work for us? Okay, so we should have 100% access to anything we feel like looking at. That's a matter of security? What, was somebody, I don't know, in on the murder? Would that make us angry? As his boss, we should know. I think we should know. Oh, but no, for our own good, let's allow them to not let us know. Okay, so that bugs me. For my wish list, I wish that they would stop this stuff and just let it out. Okay, I was gonna say something else, but this is a family show. but yeah, it wasn't gonna be a bad word. It's just, you know, just, oh my gosh, I don't understand it. I don't understand it. I really don't. I think it's time to just be open, be free about it. And a lot of these people are dead and gone. I think these things are being hidden for a reason, because it would cause distrust in the government. No, that couldn't be the case. They wouldn't do that to us. Yeah, I think they would. All right, here's my other wish list. Okay, as people are taking to the skies and going into space a lot more, right, we're seeing a lot of people just hee-hawing it up and jumping on these very expensive flights to space, rather short term or a couple days or something like that. I wish that they would allow these people to keep their cameras on them and film live 100% of the time, so we could get a good look at what people are witnessing, instead of, you know, things seem to be a little bit controlled on what we're seeing. Yeah. I don't know about you, but I feel that we're not always getting the full picture of what's happening. And, I'm just kind of hoping that for the new year, with more people going up, that we just, you know, we're just seeing it as they're seeing it 100% of the time. I don't want any artists digitizing, clearing things up, and making sure that I'm not seeing something in my own sky above my head, because I don't trust people when it comes to that topic. I mean, here we've got airline pilots that have had to be silent about what it is that they know and that they've witnessed because of fear of losing their jobs. You don't think that we're also still continuing to be filtered different bits of information when it comes to people heading off into space? Oh, you better believe it. You better believe it. There's no way, no way they're suddenly being honest about it. I mean, no. Okay, all right. So anyways, I want to get in this last one because this one is a big doozy. And how can I put this? I have it on good authority that this is truly going on. All right. So a lot of us, we watch ghosts hunting shows, right? Or we ghost hunt ourselves, right? Electronic voice phenomenon. Okay. Pretty darn cool. You take a recorder, you go into a haunted location or your house. It doesn't matter because things will come and answer you. Seems like no matter where you're at. And you just say, is anybody here? And then you're recording, right? You're trying to hear and listen. And oftentimes people get voices that come back and say, yes, I'm here. My name is so-and-so, and look out behind you, and or get out, or I'm going to kill you. I mean, just horrible things these voices will say, right? And a gentleman that I had here on the program, Tony Rathman, he actually developed a really, really cool machine. Can't think of the name of it right now. But he built it himself. And it's a lot clearer than most, ghost machines where it's recording different voices and whatnot. And he could get voices that sound angelic even. Some sound alien, some sound robotic, some sound like you or I. And I'm like, wow, this is pretty fascinating. Now, the part that I got on good authority. Do you think really that our government would watch a ghost story like that on and watch them try recording voices coming out of the air and not try it themselves? Do you really think they wouldn't? Do you think they would just let that go? No, this is not a matter of national security, but this is not being advertised. They have built extraordinary machinery to pull the voices out of the air that they are recording in so-and-so haunted locations. They don't have to go to haunted locations. They are able to bring a device and listen to the chatter of what is in any given location, whether it be ghostly, alien, or other types of creatures. And they can set up this type of equipment easily. Oh, and satellite can do it as well. Easily. So that means if they could hear that good on these ethereal levels, what else can they hear? Or what else can't they hear? You know, they have this whole notion out there, a lot of folks that seem like they're paranoid that, oh, somebody might be listening to you. Well, guess what? They really could if they wanted. And they feel like pointing the gear. If they insisted on the makers of every television that is sent here to the United States, you have to put this chip in it. Well, what's the chip do? Don't mind what we're asking. Just do it. And it turns out to be a mic or something. Supposedly, people are coming forward saying, yep, that's kind of what happened. Well, how would we stop that? I have a wish. I have a wish, 2022, that somebody develops something that zaps such things if they are in our devices. I don't know. Are they there? They might be there. But my wish list is when our government comes up with this extraordinary pieces of equipment, and when people are dealing with demonic entities or an infestation of negative alien contact, and they come out with their little machines where they could hear rather clearly and know exactly what's going on in a certain area, that they come forward with it. Why allow their people to suffer knowing that they have access to tune in and go, whoop, well, that's a demon. Oh, that's a Bigfoot. Oh, that's this type of alien being destroying this type of thing or putting this type of energy out. radiation even. I mean, they study all that stuff. But when they can listen and hear it, and they're choosing not to tell us, that is just, it's so frustrating. So yeah, I'd say that it's time for 2022 to straighten out a few things and clarify who works for who when it comes to the paranormal, the UFO, and other strange anomalies and secret societies that help to rule different parts of our governments. Oh, you better believe that they do. You better believe it. It sounds so ridiculous, right? It's just a coincidence that the Freemasons built Washington, D.C. to be exactly in the form that they wanted it to be, that everything is very symbolically aligned. No, it's not a coincidence. A coincidence is if I threw a rock and it happened to knock off the sunglasses of a certain somebody, you know? No, these are not a coincidence. It's not a coincidence. I mean, we have got to realize that a lot of strings are being pulled. And a lot of things are being pulled over our eyes. And my wish for 2022 is that people own it and continue to own it when it comes to these topics of mysteries. Because we've been doing pretty good so far. We haven't needed the government to pop in and define it for us better. Or to pay somebody off to try to blend in with us and point us in the other direction. Everybody, look over here while the big UFO is behind you or something. It happens. But just trust your gut. That's what I want. That's what I want to put out there. 2022 paranormal wish list. Trust your gut. If you feel that something is negative in your space, if you feel that something is being controlled or manipulated on a grand scale or a small scale, trust your gut. You don't have to look wacky talking about these things either. Talk as you would to people about anything else. You know, be like, you know, I really have a strong feeling about, I don't know, this isn't right what the government's doing. Or, I don't know, I feel like, a demon might have visited me last night. Keep it casual. Keep the conversation rolling because I know how to clear a room when I want to. If I want to scare people, but that doesn't get me anywhere. I want people to be comfortable and curious to ask more questions. So major, major paranormal wish list is that people start speaking casually and to have others join in the conversation so we can support each other and grow. That's what I want for 2022 when it comes to the paranormal. That's my wish list. You know, I want to remind you guys that this has been a really, really complete year for me. So season 2, episode 1 is complete. Moving on to 2022. And remember, go to my main website, which is HeidiHollis.com or ShadowFolks.com and write me. Tell me what's going on in your life when it comes to anything out of the ordinary. And make the email as big as you want. I don't care. The more details, the better. We're going to get through this, guys. And still wish that COVID-19 does ease a bit. We all have to keep wishing for that, no matter what. All right, so you know what? I'm going to see you on the other side of 2022. You have been listening to Dark Becomes Light with me, Heidi Hollis, on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. We'll see you next time. Stay safe, everybody. Happy New Year.
Well, if you liked this edition of Dark Becomes Light, wait till you hear the next one. You've been listening to the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network.